Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Part of that, of course, is in business immigration. Alan Orr from Washington, D.C. spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about that aspect in 3, 2, 1. As we look at all the problems there are with immigration law, business really ranks up right near the top.
Yes, because business really brings in the innovators that create the large jobs and really support the economy. It only took one person to sort of start a Facebook or any of the other companies at Yahoo, and then from that, the jobs just sort of multiply. So it's really important that we don't limit those kind of innovators to coming to our country from abroad.
One of the things we hear is that it takes away American jobs. That's hardly the case.
Yeah, that's not the case because we're talking about innovation. So innovation is the creation of jobs. And so the real problem with the American society right now is that we're sort of in this hole of where we're sort of looking for jobs rather than looking to create the next big thing that creates more jobs for everyone across the board. We need to really start developing products. And that's what immigration really supports in these STEM fields, by bringing immigrants in who have a new concept to keep us ahead of the rest of the world, basically.
What kind of change is needed in our current immigration law to do that?
Right. So we really don't have an immigration business legal structure that allows for what we need. It was sort of formed early in the 90s and then sort of become a little bit old and unwieldy because it doesn't allow for the appropriate number. This year, the number of temporary workers allowed in the country was absorbed in the first week of April, and they can't start working until October. So now for the rest of the year, any company that needs to support someone is sort of limited in sponsoring someone until the very next government fiscal period. That's not a workable system for business.
Alan Orr, this is Christopher Michael reporting.